This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing there, buddy?
I'm still trying to pick up pieces, trying to follow the nominating process.
Oh, come on.
There's so much stuff, you know.
No, where do you begin?
I know. Where do you go with this stuff? They just flashed like three nominees on the screen.
Yeah. You want to go with Linda McMahon or
Melinda McMahon
Dr.
was the last
Oz.
One I saw.
Yeah, Dr. Oz.
But there's somebody yeah. for the commerce.
There's somebody.
There's just so many now just hitting the fan.
No, they got a lot of jobs to fill.
Well,
got to get going on it.
I know. Dr. Oz. I got a clip of Dr. Oz during the COVID experience.
Oh,
and it gives you an idea of where we're going in. As far as Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, right? He's really good on TV, Dr. Oz, right?
Well, at least that.
That's
right?
A big thing.
Yeah. And
same with Linda McMahon. You know, she was in WWE.
Absolutely.
Right there in the ring with everybody else.
Right in the ring with everybody else.
Hulk Hogan and Randy Macho.
In charge of education.
Right.
Whatever. By the way, whatever they do to that department, she's going to be in charge of it.
She's going to be in charge of dismantling the Department of Education.
How religious do you think she is?
Because I don't know.
I mean, that's what they're trying to do to the education department.
We'll get to religion. All that. Yeah, we'll get to it. Right out of the gate. I mean,
I
it's just, it's too much.
It is.
It's almost
it's
too
way
much
too
keep.
Much.
Yeah. Hey, but we'll hold your hand through all of that.
There's a song like that.
It's way too much. It's all too much. Yeah, it's a Beatles song. Yeah. It's all too much. George Harrison. Okay. It's 8 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy out there this morning. 41 degrees.
It is. Didn't notice. It's dark.
Let's see what the temperatures will do for today. How about the old one-armed bandit? We haven't done that one for a while.
Yeah, it's
rough.
It's starting to rust.
Hit the jackpot. See what the 0, 4, 3. Okay.
Right. Pretty quick.
So temperatures are going to be pretty steady all day long, just in the low 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no rain. We're done with the rain. I got to take the gazebo down. You know,
that's still up.
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
It's frozen to the ground.
No,
almost.
It's not frozen. Might get some snow, but we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
But you heard about this big bomb cyclone hitting the northwest?
I did. It wiped out an entire state.
Well, not exactly, but there are more than 500,000 people without power in Washington and British Columbia.
Yeah.
And,
it's not a good thing that happened. We got to find out what that is. You're a weatherman. I thought
I know.
You'd at least know what a bomb cyclone is.
I've never
is.
Heard that term before. Oh, I don't know.
I have
you really?
It. Yeah.
Anytime you attach the word bomb to something,
it really gets
your attention.
Get your attention, yeah.
So
it does. We shouldn't be laughing, I suppose. I mean, you know, it's a bomb cyclone.
Well, okay. But
it sounds funny.
Yeah, it's a funny sound. Good morning. It's Wednesday. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe is going to join us, and we're going to find out about the holiday art market that's coming pretty soon. That's happening December 7th and 8th, and we're going to have some guests in the studio talking about
so
that.
So many things going on that I've never been able to comprehend. We're going to have a meeting afterwards because I don't know what's happening at the station.
Oh, there'll be a meeting.
I know. There'll always be a meeting, won't there?
Okay. Let's get to the national day calendar. Right. Does it seem warm in here to you?
No.
It's always warm in there to you.
Well, I've got my sweater on.
Just run hot, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it or is it not National Absurdity Day? Is it or
oh,
is
God,
it
every
not?
Day is National Absurdity Day
it,
now.
Oh, get this. Is it National Education Support Professionals Day?
Wow.
Part of American Education Week?
We can can that one.
Is it National Peanut Butter Fudge Day? Is it National Child's Day? Or is it National Wiener Schnitzel Day? Which one of those days does not belong? Sam Davison.
You're calling on me first?
Yes.
It's not Wiener Schnitzel Day.
You're correct.
All right.
I would have picked that one.
Would you have picked that one too? Yeah.
Although
I just like the word Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's a great word.
Not going to lie, that's the only one that I remembered you saying.
I told you that story. You know, there was a Der Wiener Schnitzel restaurant where you could, it was a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Go in and you buy hot dogs.
Where was that?
In Milwaukee. It was all over the country. Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
Eventually, people decided hot dogs weren't that healthy, so we're not going there anymore. And, you know, it kind of died out. But, Der Wiener Schnitzel, and Wiener Schnitzel is not a hot dog either.
Right.
It's different.
I don't think I've ever seen a restaurant that specialized in hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. There's two. Yeah. There's if you go up Highway 12 up there past Sauk City, at the big curve there, there's the Hot Dog Avenue.
Oh,
is
hot
there.
Dog Avenue.
Hot Dog Avenue.
That's on the way to Baraboo.
Right on the curve there, on 12. And then,
wonder how that's doing, right?
You know, it's actually the second restaurant that's a Hot Dog Avenue. The original one's in Wisconsin Dells on the parkway there. Yeah.
It's a cute little restaurant. It looks nice.
It's actually pretty good. I've been there a couple of times.
Have you?
But if you like, all beef hot dogs, check it out.
Well, now they should have the unprocessed kinds of hot dogs.
I don't
know. So people can go in there. Yeah. And
is there such a thing?
They have other stuff,
too. Well, yeah, they don't use nitrites. In the unprocessed.
Have you ever made hot dogs?
Well, sure. You mean actually manufactured?
Yeah,
No.
Oh, have you?
I have, yeah.
You have?
My mom's family was a big sausage-making family. They were they owned a butcher shop. So they taught me how to make hot dogs when I was a kid, yeah.
No kidding. So what really goes into
any
those
secrets?
Hot dogs?
Any
Well, they make them with... not the best meat, of course, but not everything that you'd buy like in an Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got better stuff than that.
Good. Yeah.
I got to say that as a kid, I loved Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Mm.
They were the best. I thought they tasted the best.
They had a great jingle, Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. Well, they're Armor hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Ballpark hot dogs?
Ballpark?
Those are good.
The big.
Yes. Yeah. All beef again. Let's go to the National Day Calendar again.
All right.
National Absurdity.
Let's go back.
It's about time.
It's National Absurdity Day. Yes. Oddness and weirdness take over today. We're not sure why, but that's what it says.
No.
Throughout history, bizarre occurrences mark this calendar date.
Wow. Oh,
November 20th.
Wow.
Well, bizarre occurrences. Linda McMahon, Department of Education.
That's it. What
there
an
you
announcement.
Go. That's absurd.
Wow.
It may seem absurd today to send your child across the country by airplane, but... by airplane? What's going on here? There's a process, attendants and adults on the other side to retrieve the precious package. What does this have to do with National Absurdity Day?
Maybe their article for Absurdity Day is absurd.
Okay.
Did you think about that?
Yeah, maybe,
because this has nothing to do with that. I think they messed up here. Okay, let me try something else. The National Education Support Professionals Day. Here we are talking about American education.
Yeah.
It's American Education Week, and annually observed on this Wednesday of American Education Week, the National Education Support Professionals Day honors the contributions of school support employees. These support professionals provide invaluable services and are essential partners in child's education.
Yeah.
These are the people that are going to be let go as soon as Trump takes over.
Absolutely.
All the support personnel, the people in the administrative offices. So we salute you while you still have a job, okay? All right. Next up, National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Oh, who doesn't love peanut butter fudge? Oh, I thought you were raising your hand, Sam.
I don't think I've had peanut butter fudge. Like, I've had a peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter cup, but not the fancy stuff.
Well, actually, this is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day, but National Fudge Day is on June 16th. So, they separated.
Well, is it fudge mixed with peanut butter, or is it peanut butter flavored fudge, or what is this?
Yeah.
It's not mixed with regular fudge. It's just peanut butter fudge. Okay.
What is
peanut
that?
Butter. Well, all right. Well,
I agree. I don't know what that is either.
It's just by adding creamy or crunchy peanut butter, the celebration of peanut butter fudge begins. They will have, let's see, fudge originated in the U.S. by a happy accident in 1886. A letter written by, I'm not going to get into all this. It's like a long explanation.
Too much history.
Peanut butter fudge, how complicated can this get?
Yeah, well, if you want
it's just
peanut
like
butter
chocolate fudge, only it's peanut butter.
Just eat peanut butter. Simpler.
Well, okay. Yeah. The consistency is a little different.
What else do we got on the calendar? Anything?
I'm checking. Hang on.
Probably nothing of interest, you know. National Chaotic Day and...
There's one more, National Child's Day. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you got a kid, it's their day. National Child's Day.
Pretty simple.
Represented by our children's ambitions, their dreams, and their goals through educational goals, STEAM projects, mm-hmm. STAM projects, STRAEA. I got to go
they
back to spelling class.
They just keep adding letters to the acronym, don't
yes,
they?
They do. Education begins at home, it says here, by providing parents with resources vital to growing minds. We encourage curiosity and brain development. So it's National Child's Day, so there you go. Salute your kid today.
You both read to your kids, right?
Oh,
when
yeah.
they were little?
Every night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't do that anymore.
They don't
and that's,
do that.
Yeah, that's concerning.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, that's a real parenting moment, you know, snuggling up next to your kid, getting
it,
ready to
it
go
is
to bed.
Great.
You got
you read
kids,
a little story.
Grandkids, nieces, nephews, read yeah. them a book today.
And they yes. love that. They love hearing you read mm-hmm. a story to them.
You know, there's a story out there about Barnes & Noble coming back. I mean, they're yeah. you know, they're still out by Westtown, and that's yeah. always been there.
Catherine sent us that article. I was surprised yeah. about that because I never knew that they went away.
Well, I don't think they've gone away, but
right.
there are fewer of them
okay.
completely. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's very comfortable out there.
I love going
on the
there.
West Side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a gorgeous little store. And, and you sit around on the couches.
Yes,
and,
very comfortable.
And have a coffee, and mm-hmm. it's just... fun, yeah. you know, it's just fun holding a book, you know, not one of those Kindles.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say, just yesterday, you were going on and on about
yeah.
how you love Kindles
yeah.
so much.
I'm just playing into your hands.
Okay.
No, I still like the Kindle.
Well, you like Barnes & Noble.
I mean, you can have your whole library in your hand.
You can bring your Kindle to Barnes & Noble.
You can.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have an East Side location, too. Right?
I think they do.
Yeah, near Easttown. Yeah. There you go. Barnes & Noble, we salute you today, too. Okay. A lot of saluting going on.
Okay. On the east side, it smells like patchouli oil. On the west side, it smells like coffee.
Okay.
You pick.
We'll go with that. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going. John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah.
And we'll have history book stuff coming
we
back.
We will. Yes, we will.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
.7 WMDX, and happy birthday to you, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, the president, celebrating a birthday today.
He just had one, but now he's having another one. Kind of racing along here.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have a lot of time.
Are you saying the last year just flew by?
Yeah. Apparently. God, we were just talking about how old he is.
Yeah.
So Sam, what is the age? What is exactly? Is it 82 again?
Well, he was born in 1942.
What do you mean again?
Yeah.
am I reliving some? Is this a Groundhog Day for me? I don't know what's
Apparently.
Going on.
No, he didn't
what
just.
Is it?
Yeah. He didn't just celebrate.
I think you're thinking about how, like, news articles of people saying how old he would be if he was elected
that's
again.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's already happened.
But he's 82 today.
All right.
Okay.
It's also RFK Sr.'s birthday. He was born today in 1925. He would have been 99.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been. Mm. So what's in the history book? Should you dust it off and open it up and see what's
going
on? Oh,
don't do that.
No, 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 no.
Oh. That does it. I've had it. You won't be able to see in the studio for another hour.
Jeez, it's just a cloud
like
in here now.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's take a look. Today, in 1789, New Jersey becomes the first state to ratify the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
Happened there. After the Constitution. I thought they were done together, but ratified the Constitution and then the first 10 amendments.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Today in 1917, some World War I history, tanks were successfully, that is, used for the first time in battle.
Were there some unsuccessful attempts to use?
Apparently. I mean, I haven't dived deep into the history of World War I, but...
They would get stuck.
I guess, or blown up or something. Maybe they just didn't move
just
well.
Mechanically, they just malfunctioned.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. But there were like 400, some almost 500 tanks used in this battle, which is insane to see 500 tanks rolling across the French countryside.
Oh. Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And today in 1998, I don't know why I put this on here. I guess I was running a little short on stuff.
this doesn't meet your high quality standards that you usually.
Maybe I thought it was
here too.
Maybe I thought it was funny at the time or something yesterday. Okay. Today in 1998, tobacco companies were ordered to pay $206 billion to reimburse state Medicaid funds that they had to pay out.
For smoking illnesses.
States had to pay out to people who had gotten sick or gotten cancer or whatever from smoking.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that
that's
they
a good
took
story.
That hard of a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
1998 that happened, huh? Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
Well,
that's it for the history books.
That's about it then.
And that's the way it
is. That's all there is. Okay. Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
We're just taking a look at some of the odd things that are present on the CNN website. One, what Donald Trump's election could mean for the federal death penalty. Be kind of busy there, huh?
Really?
In and out. It's got a drive-through for the death penalty.
No kidding.
Yeah, what is the current federal policy on that?
I think they banned it.
I think Trump wants he wants to execute everybody. Wow. He wants a death penalty just like in other, you know.
Well, then nothing matters. We can do whatever we want until we get executed, right?
Right. Mm. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Gordy, you're a little concerned.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
The story that you kind of liked here, the Trump dance takes the sporting world by storm.
The Trump dance. Oh, my God.
What was that we saw? Was that a boxing match of some sort?
No, it was a wrestling match.
A wrestling match?
It was a
Before
WWE.
You looked up at the screen, I was watching it. They had a ton of different examples of different athletes doing this Trump dance, like football players.
Football players.
There was a wrestler that you mentioned.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what's up with it.
This is not right.
It's all the rage, the Trump dance. You know how he just kind of stands there and doesn't move his feet and kind of goes back and forth with his
Yes,
it's like
hands.
He's doing. It looks
his
like he's
wrists.
Doing the twist,
yes.
kind of.
Sure.
But there's a sexual connotation to the whole thing, and now everybody's going to be doing that, all right?
Yeah, wonderful.
And get this, cheaper turkeys help bring down Thanksgiving dinner costs this year.
Oh, wow,
inflation
that's great.
Is down thanks to Trump
Thank
being
you,
elected.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yep. Now things are changing.
Yeah, things are changing for the best. I was at Aldi's and they had, get this, 79 cent a pound turkeys.
Did
there.
You buy a turkey?
I didn't buy those. Yeah. You know, they were a little smaller. I got a bigger one, but it was like $1.09 a pound, and that was fantastic. You know?
Okay.
I mean, it's always a good deal. In fact, we put them away in the freezer. Okay. We buy them when they're inexpensive. We put them in the freezer and have it at a later date. Sure. We really waited a long time for the turkey that we put in last year. We just ate it like a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Because we know we're going to buy a new turkey as they go on sale.
Was it good?
And feed the freezer.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was good. It was, it wasn't burnt or anything like that. Freezer
no,
burn.
No freezer burn? That's good.
Yeah. But anyway, turkey prices down, bringing the cost of our Thanksgiving dinner down, and you know, I guess we could certainly attribute that to Donald Trump because he will take credit for it anyway.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
You know, gather the family together and have some cheap turkey.
Well, you know how Trump always says that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, right?
He's getting ready to, I'm sure.
Well, so long, Fifth Avenue.
What?
The world's most expensive shopping street is now in Milan. So maybe you should shoot somebody in Milan and see how that goes over.
No kidding. Wow.
I don't know.
That's the most expensive place to get
now.
A retail space.
Fifth Avenue no longer
Milan,
the place
Italy.
For expensive shopping, you know, if that's your criteria.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. You know, we haven't heard much about J.D. Vance since the election. Where is he?
Still
is he
nothing.
In hiding? I mean, come on. He's going to be vice president,
right? It's almost like Trump put up with him during the campaign because they needed to have the vice president out there. But now that, you know, he's won, they don't need this guy out there anymore saying bad things, nasty things, things he shouldn't say.
Can the president fire his vice president?
I'm sure it would stop him.
Yeah. Maybe he's already been fired.
Doesn't matter what the law
he's
is.
Out of the administration.
He's got Elon Musk by his side. You know, what else do you need?
And here's another story. Many women are unsure about Trump's style and agenda.
Really?
They voted for him anyway. That's the headline. They voted for him anyway. What the hell, right? I don't know what he's for or against, but he seems like a friendly, jovial guy.
Yeah.
You know? The kind of guy you'd want sitting next to you in a bus. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're used to, you know, they think he did fine the first time around. Bring him back.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
6:34, cloudy, 41 degrees, and highs just in the low to mid 40s for today. And
92.7 WMBX.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, Idiocracy. Yeah. We've got it just keeps piling up, right? The story's just
we can't keep up.
I know.
It's hard to keep up with all this stuff.
As I sit back in my easy chair at home.
I mean, Dr. Oz.
I'm covered in
Dr. Oz is going to take care of Medicare for
Idiocracy
us.
Stories, you know. I know.
Linda McMahon.
Just, oh, God.
Going to dismantle the awful. Department of Education. Yeah.
Well,
so what do you got?
Well, I just thought maybe we'd get into somebody who's already been nominated and everybody's talked about, Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Oh, Tulsi.
Yeah. The danger of World War III. She's always talking about that. You know,
she's a Russian agent. That's what Hillary Clinton said. That
the interesting
long time ago.
Part of all of that is that she is espousing Russian points of view.
Yeah,
and that's really, really an odd thing. You know, she's calling Zelensky, Biden, and NATO warmongers.
Mm.
Of course, left out, of course, is Putin. Remember him? Remember him?
Oh, yeah. He's rattling his saber sword over there, getting ready to attack Ukraine again.
Yeah. Russian state TV refers to her as our friend Tulsi. And this is, just to give you an idea, this is an actual tweet from her. This is what she's saying. The warmongers are trying to drag us into World War III, which can only end in one way, nuclear annihilation and the suffering and death of all our loved ones.
Well, that doesn't sound very optimistic.
Zelensky, Biden, and NATO, congressional and media neocons, are insane. And we are insane if we passively allow them to lead us into World War III. I mean, this is something that she tweeted. And again, she didn't bring up Vladimir Putin at all. It's our fault. It's NATO's fault.
Remember,
her point is that, you know, Ukraine should not be a NATO partner, should not join NATO. It should be a neutral country. Why? I don't know. It's just
that's what Tulsi says.
Yeah, but that's what also Putin is saying.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't want NATO that close.
Right.
So, of course, I don't know. And and Tulsi is, you know, it's our friend Tulsi over there in Russia.
Well, just overnight, Biden signed off on $275 million more for Ukraine.
Yes.
So he's upping the ante, you know, and last week they said it was okay to send missiles into Russia.
Exactly.
You know, and, so what's happening
And Putin,
here?
Of course, hasn't really reacted well to all of that.
No. He doesn't seem to agree with these moves.
It's almost setting up Trump. Because if you allow Ukraine to send missiles into Russia, right, and supplying the ways to do it, then Trump, when he comes in as president, he's going to either stop doing that,
right,
prevent it from happening, or letting it happen and then getting under Putin's craw.
Well, the other thing that happened, again, overnight, early morning news this morning, they emptied out the diplomatic headquarters in Kyiv.
Oh.
Yeah, it's empty now.
Wow. They're
worried about an air attack in the, what do you call it? The
embassy?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Duh. Blank spot there.
Wow.
Yeah. The embassy in Kyiv is now, the U.S. embassy is now closed. So that's not a good move.
That's not
when
a
you
good
empty
move
out
either.
Everybody in there and, they got some kind of word that it might be under attack.
Exactly.
So, yeah, things are heating up there. But we're focused in on all these cabinet appointments. Again, you know.
I know.
That's what's the headlining our news.
I was going to ask, as the resident young person, what was the last time that, like, we were actually feasibly concerned about war with Russia? Because it's got to be at least, like, 30-something years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, this is
so anyone under the age of probably 35, 40 doesn't really know what like the Cold War was like to live through as an adult, right?
Where the Cuban Missile Crisis was 1962.
Right. That's nuclear war. That's the last time we were worried about that.
Yes.
And Tulsi Gabbard is worried about it again still.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely heating up.
It is.
Every day, it seems.
Now, you know, we're always complaining about the MAGAs. You know, they seem to be more selfishly concerned about their own lives, you know, the price of bacon, the price of eggs and stuff like that, you know, and setting themselves up to be very comfortable in their homes with their giant Trump flags unfurled on their porches.
What do you go with this? You think they're living the good life now?
They're living the good life.
They're in control now.
But here's the thing.
It's all up to them.
This is the thing now. The boomers, these very comfortable MAGAs, are grieving. They're not happy. Mm. They're not becoming grandparents.
Wait, what?
That's
the
right.
The MAGA boomers are not going to be grandparents?
Well, you know, the birth rate is way down, right? Mm. And the boomers have added to that. They have made themselves very comfortable. Here's the story. With falling birth rates and growing numbers of U.S. adults opting to remain child-free, Boomer and Gen X grandparents are mourning the prospect of ever becoming grandparents, okay? Oh. The article stated that the older Americans may experience a deep sense of longing and loss when their children opt out of parenthood. All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're whining and complaining now. Where's our grandkids? Come on, folks. Come on. We gave birth to you. Now give us some kids. Well,
they can't afford it.
That hit Twitter.
Yeah.
And it hit the fan.
Yeah.
And it prompted many young adults to respond. It says here, Bro, we can't afford houses, much less entire humans. That's one response. Here's one. Maybe if boomers and elder Gen X had focused on voting for policies that benefited their children rather than themselves, they could have had grandchildren. And another one says, they pulled up the ladder behind them and expected us to keep climbing. Yeah, I think they have a really good point here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And another person commented, boomers sitting in their paid-off four-bedroom homes in the suburbs while their kids drown in debt and a skyrocketed cost of living, watching winter rapidly disappear. What about us? What about what we want? All right.
It's this generational divide.
They're
here.
Angry.
Very angry. Yes. Well, I understand that. I mean, yeah, that's
in fact,
there are a lot of boomers that are. They're sitting back, fat and happy. Just, you know,
now, the contradiction to all of that is that they also voted for Trump. The savior.
Yeah.
He's going to come in
and
help them
out. Everything.
Because he notices them. And, you know, he cares about them. These billionaires, they do care about the rabble. The folks
and he's got
out
this
there struggling.
Popular dance now. Do the Trump.
Oh, I know. See, we can all do the Trump.
Let's, we got to work. Okay, everybody's doing the Trump now.
They AI generated videos of that or something right? I mean, yeah. Kind of weird. But but here they are. You know, they're complaining and they're talking about the cost of living and they can't afford houses. And again, we have mentioned it 1,000 times on the show. These are the exact things we've all complained about through our entire lives.
Sure.
Every generation goes through this
exactly.
Whining and complaining. Yes. The only time it really came down to the point where you could actually buy a home is after the Great Recession.
Right.
You know, when interest rates had to hit bottom, only to just keep the economy going from going into another awful recession. So, you know, Obama came in, he gave a small stimulus because the Republicans didn't want a large one. Mm-hmm. So it created a very slow process of job gains. Mm-hmm. And so they complain about the slow process of job gains because they created it. Mm-hmm. And then when Trump came into office, he experienced the same job gains, but he said they were really fast and everything was going really well and they were skyrocketing to the right. to the sky, you know, and everything was the best it's ever been. Instead of, you know, like Obama saying, jobs are growing, but it could be better and we're working on that. Mm-hmm. That's the honest part. That's the natural part.
Telling
that you
the
have.
Truth.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, Trump hyperbole made everybody think, hey, you know, it was really great during the Trump years. He always told us how great things were, so let's have him back.
Yeah.
And now Gen Z are sitting there not having babies, and the boomers are angry that they're not giving them grandchildren. And now, you know, now we have Trump in there who not going to take care of you, folks. Good luck with that
one. But he said he was going to take care of it. Come on. He's going to straighten everything out.
Well,
that's why
right.
He's hiring all these new people. He's going to dismantle everything that's in place now.
The price of food is going to be cut in half. I remember him saying that.
Yeah. Project 2025, that's going to
home
be
prices
the new blueprint.
Plummet.
It's going to be fine.
Well, which is, by the way, isn't a good deal for the people who have homes.
Right.
It is our nest egg.
Yeah.
Just hate to remind people of that.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
But, you know, he wants to get rid of the Fed, which has been the stabilizing force in this country for many decades now.
He needs the Fed.
Let's try something different. Nothing wrong with that.
He's hired that Project 2025 guy in, and I don't know what post he's giving him, but he's next on the list to get a job.
Yeah, I didn't see. I was checking CNN's website for the latest people nominated, but I didn't find anything. That's the part that drove me crazy.
Well, they can't keep up.
What's the guy's name? Do you remember?
Oh.
They do it. They do have a interview there of the CEO of Blue Sky, and they're interviewing them. They're going to keep trying to improve and get things going. You know, they only have 22 employees.
I think they're They're hiring people very quickly now.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are jumping on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
It was run. It was started by that other guy that started Twitter X.
Right.
I can't remember
right.
his name now.
Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey.
Dorsey. Yeah. But he sold it.
Yeah. And
Blue
so,
Sky.
And so
Blue Sky.
It's doing pretty well right now. And, you know, they kind of set it up early. It's been out there for, I don't know, maybe a couple of years.
Yeah,
now.
Several years.
I joined up way back when. Mm. But the cool thing is, and she brought it up in the interview on CNN, the CEO, and that is, I don't have her name here, but she brought up the fact that it's kind of a new discovery for a lot of people who kind of disconnected from other people on Twitter X because of the algorithm changes at Twitter X. Suddenly, a lot of people that you followed and friends that used to have commentary with you, with your Twitter tweets anyway, they disappeared because of the algorithm. So you never heard from them again, and you don't exactly remember all the people you, you know, you followed.
Right.
So you can all start over again and go to Blue Sky and experience that the thrill, the rush of connecting with people that you didn't know. In fact, I felt that way because I saw a whole bunch of people that were, you know, already friends.
Right.
And I thought, wow, I didn't even see this. So I went back to them and I followed them as well. So we're all back together again.
That's
thanks
nice.
To Blue Sky.
Okay.
There is a positive in life.
There is. The chief executive is Jay Gruber. Graber.
Okay.
He's the new owner.
Okay.
Or the most recent owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's in charge. Everybody's jumping on it. Get with it.
Yep. And Jay Graber.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Now, I'm looking at the interview on this, and Jay Graber might be a female.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Very good. It is 6:48. We've got a lot more of John and Gordy in the morning.
That's right.
Coming up, we're going to find out about the holiday art market in just a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's cloudy out there, low 40s through the day.
We're overlooking State Street.
Yeah, they've got the decorations up.
Yeah. Well,
the snowflake.
Somewhat.
Some of the snowflakes on the different poles up and down the street.
We tried to decorate the street a little bit, but they didn't appreciate our decorations. The John and Gordy pamphlet.
When we say we, it was Sam.
Little advertising out there.
Yeah, we have flyers that I go and hang up around downtown every now and then.
Yeah.
And I had like 15 or so left. I was doing all the side streets around the square, and
that's good.
Saved the last few for State Street itself.
Yeah,
I'm sure that'll look really good once they get wet.
There's a few that have been up since the last time I did it a few months ago.
Really?
They're looking fine still.
Yeah.
But the last set that I was hanging up on State Street, I was putting some on like the poster boards that they have on the sidewalk.
That should be okay.
Those ones will be fine. But then I was putting a few on light poles
as well.
Oh,
no.
Yeah?
And when I reached the bottom of the street and ran out of flyers, I turned around and started walking back to the station. And about 200 feet behind me, there was a city crew tearing them down.
Oh, great.
Well, at least you're keeping them busy. You know, they need work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sophia
probably
called.
Mad at us because we keep talking about their leaf blower guys not doing anything.
Sophia called both me and the city crews taking the posters down, Sisyphus, we're both rolling a boulder up a hill.
pretty much. Now, the thing is, you brought up the leaf blower guy. You know?
Yes.
They haven't been out there at all.
I mean,
went through autumn.
Yeah. Where are they
and
now?
And we rarely saw them.
What are they doing?
Do you see leaves anywhere?
Yes, there's a few right along that gift shop.
Gotta get them out here then. I was going to say, if they got all the leaves already, it doesn't matter.
Along the gift shop, that's decoration, isn't it?
Well, no, on the sidewalk there. But there's that one tree in front of the gift shop that has not let go of its leaves yet.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just waiting for
that. That's what I'm thinking. They're waiting on the side road.
Just waiting
to come down the street and take care of that one. I might have just blow the tree itself, you know, blow the leaves off the tree.
Yeah, they got to get, you know, the big machines that they have for like cherry trees where it just shakes them and then they all fall off.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And for other fruit, too, they sometimes use that. Maybe they'll use that to get all the leaves off the tree.
Maybe. Yeah.
But we're a block away from the Capitol. This is the Capitol City, Madison. John and Gordy taking care of the city, making sure that everything runs smoothly.
That's what we do now? Okay. I like to advise them.
I was thinking about the debacle of us trying to do a broadcast from the BRT.
We keep trying.
Bus Rapid Transit.
You know, as it turns out...
It's not a good idea, you know, when you think about it.
It is a good idea.
No, it actually is a horrible idea because the only time we could be on is when we're on the air early in the morning when people are making that
during
commute.
The morning commute. Yeah, we talked to Dylan Brogan, the city communications director, about this.
Problem.
He wasn't happy about it.
You were convinced that the buses had both power and free Wi-Fi.
Right.
They don't have power and free Wi-Fi.
They don't have either of those.
They should. Right. What the hell? We got ripped off.
We need better buses.
They just don't want us on those buses.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go on the damn bus myself. I'll pay for it, and I'll just take a bus ride and see what it's like.
It's only $2 to ride the bus.
Okay.
You know, I kind of just saw inside one of the buses, and it just looks gorgeous. And I'm thinking, I got to get on that bus and take this luxurious ride across the town.
Can't we just use our cell phones? Just call in, right? Will those not work, though? You think those will get disconnected along the way?
Well, it wouldn't sound great. You know, for 2 hours, we're sitting there on the phone.
You don't have to go the whole 2 hours.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's talk about someone that used to be a part of the Trump administration way, 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 way back when.
He was with him for a long time.
Yeah.
Anthony Scaramucci.
Anthony Scaramucci.
Ten days he was with the
communication director.
Apparently they didn't like the way he communicated.
He was outgoing. That's one thing about Scaramucci. He was outgoing. But he had a specific message this time around. I thought it was an excellent message. Why don't we get to that right now? Let's listen to it.
This is what Trump does. He says two contrary things at the same time. His detractors hold on to one thing. His people that love him hold on to another thing, his advocates. And so he made it very clear to John Bolton. He made it very clear to General Kelly, Jim Mattis, Rex Tillerson, that he wanted out of NATO. He made it very clear. He slowed down the arms shipments to the Ukraine. In 1994, we cut a deal with them. They were the sixth largest nuclear arsenal in the world. We got the nukes back in exchange for security guarantees. He slowed down the arms shipments. There's irrefutable fact to that, a result of which gave Vladimir Putin an opening in the Ukraine. Moreover, he moved the embassy. The State Department asked him not to move the embassy in Jerusalem. He moved the embassy in Jerusalem. And you can't tell me that didn't lead to more funding for Hamas, because we know from our intelligence agencies that it did. So we can pretend that he didn't start any wars, but he doesn't understand the nature of the world. This is insanity that we're talking about a guy that is this intellectually bereft running the country.
Okay, that's the bottom line.
Very much so. Bottom line. So he gives like two sides of the story.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does.
Isn't that a great observation?
It is. Yeah. Just about everything that Trump does, he gives two sides to it. And then, like Scaramucci said, his detractors take one side and his supporters take the other. It's actually brilliant what he's done.
It is.
Stupidly dumb, brilliant.
We know that he's not the smartest guy in the world.
No.
But he has somehow been able to take the presidency twice.
Yeah.
And now he is destroying government from the inside out.
Yeah. destroyed the Republican Party.
He's
going to
become
the
supreme leader is basically what he's doing. He's putting really bad people in positions, and he'll be the supreme leader and the decider.
There you go. We will continue with more of John and Gordy coming up. Also, we've got Mike McCabe in our next hour, and we'll find out about the Holiday Art Festival, the art market, coming up, too.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.